Richard Ashe, welcome.
Thank you, Julia. Good morning. Glad to be here.
And tell us, just what folk do you craft over there in the northeast corner of Allen County?
In Woodburn, Indiana, Folkcraft Instruments builds a number of folk instruments. We are known mostly for mountain dulcimers, hammer dulcimers, and ukuleles. But we also make psalteries, cantilas, and a few other very niche instruments. Mountain dulcimer is our claim to fame, though.
And a wonderful claim to have.
It's a fun claim to have.
What makes your instrument so special?
All of our instruments are made one at a time, from scratch, from solid woods. We have great builders. I wish I was one of them, but they don't let me use the tools most days. We have four guys back in the shop that spend their days, all day, every day, making instruments. And our four guys working all day, every day, make a whopping 10 instruments a week. So it's definitely not a production shop. It's a custom shop by any measure. We have a long tradition, a long history, going back to 1968, and a long history of refinements and improvements that have led to the instruments that we play now.
Well, let's have a look, or I should say a listen, to one of your products. This is a Folkcraft mountain dulcimer that you have there. Why is this such a popular traditional instrument?
The mountain dulcimer is a popular instrument for a couple of reasons. One, of course, that it sounds nice. It's fun to play. And one of the reasons that a lot of people get started in it is because technically it's quite easy to play. The instrument sits in your lap so you can see what's going on. It's a diatonic instrument, meaning it plays a major scale rather than a chromatic scale. The chords are simpler, the melodies are simpler, which makes it an easier instrument to play.
Why don't you let us hear what it sounds like?
All right. Well, this is an instrument made out of mahogany with a spruce top, and I'll give you a quick strum, maybe a little bit of a song.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have three pitches. Three strings that play a major scale.
Engaging sound, and you make it look awfully easy to play. And thank you for that. Well, the ukulele is trending now, and that's certainly a big part of your output, I know. Why do you think it has such appeal?
For a lot of the same reasons. You have four strings, you have easy chords to get started. So the ease of entry in ukulele is a big thing, both playing-wise and price-wise, because it's not an expensive instrument to get started. I think the ukulele, like the dulcimer, like several of the other instruments, they are fun. Inherently, you pick it up. Ooh, that's neat. How does that work? And immediately, you're hooked on it.
Folkcraft also manufactures a lesser-known instrument or two, like the psaltery and the cantilla, or Finnish folk harp. And you've brought a cantilla along today as well. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for that. Would you give us a real quick sample and description of that sound?
I'd be glad to. The cantilla is the Finnish lap harp. It's the national instrument of Finland. So I'm going to play this, and this is totally not in a Finnish style. There are lots of YouTube videos. You can watch something. But this is a 13-string, 2-octave cantilla. The instrument's laying in my lap. Picture a lever harp laying on its side. That's what this is, with a solid box rather than an open string box. And you can get all kinds of interesting patterns going with this.
Just lovely, and I think that you were channeling some former Finnish self by making that lovely sound for us. Thank you for that. Besides the instruments themselves, Folkcraft generates a lot of musical activity as well. How do you share the Folkcraft musical love, well, especially here in Allen County?
My background is as a music teacher, and I teach at festivals all over the country. But here locally, when we have things going on, festivals, I usually teach, and we hire instructors from all over the world to come teach as well. We also have an ongoing commitment to education, teaching people to play these instruments. So, for example, for mountain dulcimer, every Tuesday night we have a dulcimer club, the Woodburn Dulcimer Club. The second Saturday of every month, we host a clinic where we hire a mountain dulcimer instructor to come and teach classes. The fourth Saturday of every month, we host an acoustic jam where we invite mountain dulcimers, hammer dulcimer players, ukuleles, all the various folk instruments to come sit and play songs for 6 hours. It's one thing after the next, getting people playing, getting them having fun playing, and teaching them how to play better. This is a great job. I love it.
What advice do you have for lapsed or never dared try it because I was too afraid musicians out there that just really might not know it, but they would love to play one of your instruments?
The people who learn to play instruments as adults are oftentimes the most successful ones. They have oftentimes the most time to put into practicing. They have the most motivation to learn to play an instrument. They have their life skills, which will help them learn something new, like playing an instrument. And with a modest amount of commitment, a person can be successful at playing mountain dulcimer or the ukulele or any of the other instruments we build.
Richard Ash is the owner of Folkcraft Instruments in Woodburn, Indiana. He joined us today in the WBOI studios. Richard, thank you so much for sharing your precious time and your lovely Folkcraft with us.
Thank you, Julia. It was a pleasure being here.